all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I?
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-228-4494 and 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 and 876-9916. I just want to congratulate each and every one of you worldwide for allowing your voices to be heard. And yes, today we made history, each and every one of us standing side by side of each other for the thirst of change. And I am excited. If you should ever have any questions or in doubt of any of the changes that will take place on our planet, do not hesitate. Let's talk about it. Let's stand together, united as one. I am very excited about our show guest for this evening. I really looked forward to it. I sat down and really went back and reviewed all his information. And I am truly honored to have our guest for this evening, not only an author, but a PhD, Leo Kim. He is also an author of a book titled Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Leo is a scientist and a biotechnology executive with over 50 scientific publications and patents to his credit. Leo's journey includes research and management in chemistry, biochemistry, bioinformatics, biotechnology, information technology, myonuclear biology, my apologies, microbiology, physics, and clinical trial studies. He has been active in new pharmaceutical, biotechnology, disease treatment modalities, as well as alternative medicine regimens. Leo has a PhD in physical organic chemistry from the University of Kansas and continued his education as a research associate at MIT. Leo is a CEO and a general partner in a biotechnology venture capital firm where he is tracking the progress of thousands of companies utilizing the latest developments in science. I'd like to share and invite each and every one of you to my show page. As you are all aware of, I do have a wealth of information about our guests for this evening. For those in Pal Talk, I also have Leo's website, the title of his book. Also, for your convenience, I'd like to take a moment and give you that website, and that is www.healingtheriftbook.com, and that is spelled R-I-F as in Frank, T as in Tom, book.com. Without further delay, let's all please give our guest, Leo Kim, a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha, Kim.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It is an honor to have you with us. And I have to tell you, what an incredible book that you have written.
Oh, thank you. You know, on your website, you talk about bridging the gap. And, of course, the subtitle of my book is Bridging the Gap. And today, I think we heard about all of the rifts that need to be healed. And so, isn't it fitting that today we're talking about these subjects?
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought about that earlier today, and I'd like to share this with you, if I may, Leo, is mm-hmm. I actually wrote that in 2006, and that has been my direct mission and statement or message to the world since I've been broadcasting.
Bridging
and here
the gap.
We are, you and I together.
Amazing.
It is.
That's exactly the year that I chose the subtitle.
In 2006?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And you know, Leo, I was sitting on my computer one day, and I don't read my whole mission statement, but my mission statement starts off with, I have a dream, just as Dr. Martin Luther King, he too had a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go into my entire mission. And it was amazing how that information just flowed through me. And I've had that as my solid foundation ever since. And look where we are today. It's so exciting, isn't it?
Right.
I know.
Amazing.
I know. So I would like to share the title of this book once again, Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. I said it 5 years ago that we would witness science merging together with spirituality, and today we have not only physical proof, but we have an individual such as Leo that has spent many years studying on a scientific level and merging it beautifully together with the spirituality. And you know, one of the things that as I was reading your book, you talked about that the scientists are actually aware of all the multi-dimensions. Is that true, Leo?
Yes. In the last 10 years, science has been turned on its head, and never in history has there been turbulence and trepidations in science like we are witnessing today.
Absolutely.
And this is all for the good.
It is, isn't it? I
yes.
can remember when the first report came out from the scientists that they had actually had discovered or witnessed the change within our DNAs. And that report came out somewhere within the neighborhood of 2002, 2003. I'd love mm-hmm. to get your view on that as well.
Interesting. I just posted a blog yesterday on DNA. And the changes on wellness and disease. There was such high hopes that sequencing the human genome would answer all of the questions. And my blog really addresses that. It only touched the tip of the iceberg, and I chronicled some of the last 3 weeks of some marvelous discoveries. That goes well beyond DNA.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's get back to your book here.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Healing the Rift about? What is this all about?
Well, you know, last year we had a best-selling book called The God Delusion, written by a biologist, Richard Dawkins. And he has given, you know, very fine contributions to science. But unfortunately, when it comes to theology or spirituality, he's still grasping 17th century and 18th century materialism. And so, in a sense, in a very real sense, he's worshiping the false god of materialism. Now, healing the rift, by bridging the gap between science and spirituality, I believe we will not only heal that rift, but it's the basis for so many rifts that our world are faced. Just think of all of the rifts caused by, you know, the quibbling between religions and nationalities. A lot of it is based on just on the basic fundamentals of that rift between science and spirituality. Now, what I also wanted to do with this book is I wanted to really give everyday applications to everyone and to just show how empowered they really are. But I wanted to put it in lay terms. I wanted to put it simply, but also in the back of the book are references to Nobel Prize winners and leaders in the scientific field. So that there could be no criticism from my scientific colleagues about the accuracy, and that won't accuse me of using anecdotal evidence. And, for example, in my chapter on afterlife, I talked about two very, very important 21st century studies that would have been unheard of 20 years ago. And now today, as you said, you predicted, we're seeing it.
Yes, we are. You know, and it was, you know, and it was amazing as well, because I had, you know, I've done a lot of studying myself on a spiritual level. A lot of this I knew because the environment I was born in, you know, coming from Hawaii, and you're probably familiar with the culture in Hawaii, but this was a natural way of being for a lot of us. And I wasn't a privileged to the fact of, well, until I came here to the mainland, that they had names attached to the way of our natural state of being. And so many of these things I understood, but through my own observation as I've journeyed through my own life, is that I noticed that even our religion, maybe even the scientist community, corporations, all of these different entities had only a portion of the truth. So I could still see on a very spiritual level that there was still this massive separation of the whole truth. What are your views on that?
Well, my views are that for far too long, we have been focusing on differences. We have been focusing on negatives.
Yes.
And in this book, what Healing the Rift is about is focusing on commonalities, in focusing on basic core principles. And the interesting thing is scientists demand reproducibility, and that's reasonable. But in my mind, the most reproducible experiment occurred over 20,000 years in different places by different people, and they came up with the same results of the experiment. These people went into prayer or meditation and came up with the same spiritual truths, the same religious truths, and amazingly, in the 21st century, the scientists, many, many millennia later, are coming up with the same truth.
Ooh, I could feel that, Leo. I truly could.
Let me give a few examples of that. All spiritual teachings, the Bible, and all of the major teachings say that the most important parts of our world are hidden. All teachings recognize that what's out there is energy, and what's out there is spirit, soul, and God.
Yes.
Now, 10 years ago, one of the four things that turned science on its head was that, two of them, was that scientists discovered that 96% of our universe was missing. It wasn't like they misplaced it. It's just they can't find it. And for 10 years they've been looking, and they still can't find it. These are the finest scientists in the world using the most sophisticated instruments. And they call it dark energy and dark matter. So for the materialists that believe that, you know, everything's made up of materials, a billiard ball like atoms assembled into molecules that create our brain, and our brain creates you know, our mind. Well, to them I say, well, what's this other 96%? What does that have to do with anything? But, you know, that isn't enough. Those concepts are needed to make the scientific theories work, but it's still not enough. So they need to, scientists need to employ the concept of an infinite number of parallel universes to our own in the same space.
Yes.
Now, that isn't sufficient either. We also need seven dimensions, and most of us have trouble thinking maybe if there's a fourth or fifth, you know, their brain ties into a knot, but seven more, they just can't contemplate it. So any one of these sound like very bad science fiction. But in reality, what the scientists have come to is the realization that the really important stuff out there is hidden. Now, isn't that interesting? That's exactly what spiritual teachings have been saying for millennia.
Yes, they have, matter of fact. And, you know, I had the opportunity in 2006 actually to see the seven dimensions with my own physical eyes. And so I know that they do indeed exist. And we're able, you know, it's like a doorway where you can walk in and out. But I've got a really interesting question to ask you. When the scientists were couldn't find a missing part of the universe, do you feel that it was all about the vibration? Because I know as I've excelled in my own spiritual growth, the more I was able to see with my physical eyes, and it was all about the vibrational match.
Well, you know, energy is but vibration. And if, you know, the stuff out there is various forms of energy, even dark energy, it is one metaphor you can use is vibration. But, you know, our brain, 75% of it is geared toward the visual spectrum, which constitutes about a tenth of 1% of all the energy that's out there. So, you know, there's a lot. If our brains were properly tuned, we can pick up cell phone conversations. We wouldn't need a radio or a computer to listen to this program or watch TV because it's all electromagnetic energy. Imagine a little girl that never saw TV walks in the room and she sees it on Channel 5 and it's the news, and her father knows that a little girl wouldn't want to watch that, so he switches it to 10 and it's a game show, and he knows she wouldn't be interested in that. So he changes it to 15, and there's a cartoon, and she exclaims, "Wow, that little box created all of that stuff." Well, you know, for a little girl, that's a very logical conclusion. But we all know that all that box is doing is picking up the energy from the universe and translating it into a form that we can understand. That little box sitting on our shoulders is doing the same thing.
That's absolutely correct. Yes.
But,
you know, go ahead. I'm sorry, Leo.
But, you know, so for the people that think the brains create the mind, that's dead. Because in the 80s, it was discovered that mind is not created by brain, but by mind actually rewires brain. When studies were shown with OCD patients, obsessive compulsive disorder patients, doing mindful meditations, it was shown with brain scans, they can actually rewire their brains and cure their OCD. Now, since then, that's been shown with prayer, meditation, many forms of healing. So, you know, brain doesn't create mind. Mind creates brain. So it would be equivalent to that little girl watching TV and the electromagnetic radiation coming into the TV, rewiring the TV. That's the wonders of the universe. That's the wonders of the spiritual world that we live in.
So as we change the way we think or believe, or even our attitude on the way we look at ourselves and our world, we start to naturally rewire our own brain.
Yes. And, you know, I really want to emphasize the everyday applications of what a reader can get by reading Healing the Rift. You know, they have the opportunity to discover their spiritual self and how science supports it, how they can reveal their passions, realize their purpose, and find greater happiness. They can better deal with death and illness of friends and loved ones, and then they would really, really understand that science supports the healing mind, how changing one's mind can and does change your brain, your health, and your life.
So that's where the positive and negative way of being can either continue leading us down a certain pathway, or if we choose to be positive, then we naturally just start changing the dynamics within our own physical bodies.
Yes, and no physicist would argue, even though 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, a lot of people would poo-poo at the so-called New Agers who talked about energy auras and all. And yet, no physicist today would argue that our brains, our hearts, our whole body, they radiate energy. And that energy will permeate the universe forever. And every emotion, every thought, every single thing we feel and think that has come in from the universe into our body is radiated out again. And that will always be there. And so, in 2001, Brian Josephson won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and he talked about a quantum phenomenon that
yes.
Einstein called spooky action at a distance, where two quantum particles, or a million quantum particles can interact, become so entrained in themselves that you could send one to one side of the universe and another to another side, and each would instantly know what's happening to the other. Instantly. Not the speed of light, but instantly. And he said in his Nobel Prize speech, Here is an explanation for ESP. So when you talked earlier about vibrations, science actually can come up with an explanation for it.
Absolutely, because I've done, I would say, approximately six shows, and I've had his name is Ed, and he's working with scientific researchers right now in a real laboratory where they're measuring the energy that he projects around the world, where he's actually able to even light up a light bulb or light up the entire planet. And just by working with the magnetic fields.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some English researchers are actually developing instruments that could be put in hospitals so that when a patient comes in, they don't have to have a zillion wires so wired up to their brains and the various parts of their body. This machine could be 15, 20 feet away and measure all of their aura or electromagnetic radiations and give a very accurate feeling as feedback. Now, if we had instruments strong enough, it could be on another planet and we could pick that up.
Yes, absolutely, because I know that's how it works with me when I'm doing long-distance healing work. I'm very aware of the energy that is being projected out.
Mm-hmm.
I can also project myself to stand right there with the individual, and I work on the etheric body, which,
mm-hmm.
as you know, is closest to the physical body. I can actually talk and touch the individual as well. I did want to share this one story with you real quick, if I may. You know, I get called to the hospital quite frequently to assist others when they're there. And And I was doing just this, and it was so interesting, Leo, because I ended up messing up all, well, I didn't necessarily mess it up, but what I ended up creating was this incredible vortex of energy that was spinning inside the room with the individual. And so all the machines that she was hooked up to started to go off the Richter chart. And
go ahead.
And it started blinking and carrying on to where the nurses started to rush in, you know. And the moment they opened the door, I had pulled my energy back. And they said, oh, my God, what's going on with the machines? I said, I don't know. I was just sitting here.
Yeah. You know, when I 25 years ago, I obsessively tackled everything religious and spiritual. I've studied with Deepak Chopra, Bernie Siegel. And relating to what you're talking about, there was a NASA scientist by the name of Barbara Brennan, and she could actually see auras, and she could actually manipulate them to heal, and I actually studied with her.
Yes.
And so at the time, you know, I was thinking, you know, how can this be? And the more I learned and the more I saw it work in healing, the more I obsessively pursued simultaneously a scientific rationale. And after 25 years, and then with the advent of the scientific revolution, 5 years ago, I realized I had to write this book.
Yes, absolutely. And on that note, I would like to share the title of Leo Kim's book, and that's called Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. The website is www.healingtherift, and that is spelled R-I-F-T. book.com. And I'd like to invite you all to my show page with BBS Radio. I couldn't even begin to pull the words to emphasize to each and every one of you. You know, you've heard me use different words to describe the empowerment of a book. I can't come up with one, because this book is indeed packed with so much empowerment, wisdom, and knowledge that many of us not only have firsthand experienced or are working with, but it brings us to a whole new level of understanding and awareness beyond what even I understood. And many of you know that I have done a lot of studying on a spiritual level, and I am very grateful to have this book with me. And I'd like to encourage all of you to really take a good look at this book. I do know that this book would help you, not only on a personal level, but for many of you that are actually out there doing healing work, for those that are even doing readings or doing remote viewing, you will find this book very, very useful to each and every one of you. Thank you for allowing me to share that with everyone tonight, Leo. So let me ask you.
I would like to mention to your listeners that I answer each and every one of my emails. All they have to do is address it to leo@healingtheriftbook.com.
And please repeat that once again, if you would, Leo.
Yes. I encourage emails, questions, comments, whatever, or what they want me to post on my website. And I got videos and podcasts and articles. Leo@healingtheriftbook.com is my email address.
There you go, everybody. Let me ask you this. Are the listeners able to enjoy your blogs as well through the same website addresses also?
Yes. Yes, I have a page on about the book. I have a home page, which shows the endorsements from people like Dosey and Tiller and Bernie Siegel and many others. But there's also a bit about me, a bit about the book. There's a blog page that has some YouTubes, but I post, there's probably about 50 posts on that blog, maybe more. And then I have a media page which shows, including today's show, all of the, my speaking engagements on TV and radio. And then I have a podcast of my podcasts on my YouTube. And I also have a page on my speaking engagements. Hello?
We are very pleased and honored to have you with us tonight, Leo. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with all of us. You know, I wanted to really ask you this question as well, is why is it so important for us to understand our own existence?
Well, I'm sure different people will have different thoughts. For me, understanding my existence means quieting my mind, not worrying about picking up the bread on the way home or that I have a deadline tomorrow or I got to do this in a couple hours, but quieting my mind and then accessing the spiritual. First step, find my spiritual self. And when one does that, then I think one discovers their meaning of their existence, their purpose of their existence. They now have, they've stepped in to a new room of healing, and they also realize that everything is connected. Everybody is connected. And that really what the important things in our life are and what we really need to do. To me, that's the reason we need to find our purpose. Does that make any sense?
You bet it does. You know, I'd actually like to share this with you as well, Leo. This was given to me by Spirit, and it was in 2006 as well. As a matter of fact, I sat down in front of my computer, and I wasn't able to stop writing until I had completed it. But that's when I actually was able to give birth to what I call the Multidimensional Healers of Arizona. And what was so intriguing to me is that they showed me that we had the ability to actually rebuild the physical body. And I've had the opportunity to actually do that on a very etheric level. And so have you observed with scientists being able to bring some, shed some light on this area?
Yes. I think the first indication, other than anecdotal information, of course, for hundreds of years, we've known of thousands of cases where soldiers had an arm blown off, and yet they'd rush around for an hour saving their buddies. For some reason, their arm didn't bleed. They felt no pain. So that was the power of the mind, not the brain. And then I mentioned earlier the fact that the mind can actually rewire the brain. Well, in doing so, it can actually heal the body. You know, the gold standard for clinical trials, and I've been involved in clinical trials for 25 years, the gold standard for clinical trials is for a placebo to be used where both the doctor and the patient don't know it, which is which. And I contend in all of those trials, more people have been healed with placebos than the candidate drugs. Now, what does it? It's them. It's their belief, their self-empowerment. Now, let me tell you another one. In the 70s and 80s, there was a very powerful tranquilizer called Prozac. There was a clinical trial that showed if people didn't know that they were getting Prozac, it didn't work. Now, here we have a very powerful neural chemical that doesn't work without the mind.
Ooh, that is so true. Well, and you know what's really interesting, because you had mentioned it earlier in the show, is that, you know, how we could actually listen to this broadcast telepathically. And you know, for many, many years, I actually made people feel very uncomfortable, because I did have that ability where I could actually tell both of the parties verbatim the conversation that they just had. And mm-hmm. not realize that I was doing that. And I'm noticing that I have become more and more telepathic, where to the point where I really want to work with children. I did have that opportunity in 2008 to actually do that, and I'd like to continue doing that as well.
You know, since you're in Arizona, correct?
I am.
Okay. Do you know of a guy, a doctor by the name of Gary Schwartz?
I've heard of him.
Well, he's quoted in my book. He's a good friend. He actually gave a beautiful endorsement for my book. And he wrote the Afterlife Experiments. And he was one of the two 21st century scientific studies that I present in my book for an afterlife. And he is a former Yale professor with over 400 publications, and he would love to interact with somebody like you, because he actually used telepathic media to contact the dead in his afterlife experiments.
And I've had very successful rates with that as well. Let's
yeah,
do that, Leo.
99%. Mm-hmm.
Yes, let's do that, Leo. I'd love to have him on the show as well. And while I'm at it, I'd love to have extend another invitation to you as well, is returning back to the show, because we've only begun to just touch the surface of what this book shares with all of us tonight, and there's so much more to cover.
Yes, and I would be glad to. Any time that my schedule allows, I would love to.
Thank you, Leo. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the DNA as well, because, you know, I know that a lot of my DNA has been changing, and you know, of course, there's more DNA than what we were originally understood when we were first learning about our body, our physical bodies, and about DNA and all those kinds of things. But I've also noticed, not only has my DNA really started to reconnect fully with themselves, but I've also noticed a lot of physical changes, especially in the skull area. Are the scientists aware of this as well?
Yes, and I'm sure you know this, but the DNA in each of our cells is slightly different, because, you know, as we mature, it changes, and different parts of our body changes differently. Now, one of the things, and this is the blog I posted yesterday, one of the things that was thought, and why we spent billions of dollars to get the DNA sequence of humans, it was thought, gee, all you need is the DNA sequence, find those regions that code for proteins, figure that out, and we can unravel the secrets to disease and wellness. Well, that was 2004 when it was announced. Now, in the last month, there have been such, and I was lucky enough to be involved in the early research about 10 years ago on something totally different. It's like the dust that crumbles as the DNA along the path is converted to proteins. There's a little bit of dust. I won't use technical names, but they're less than a hundredth the size of a protein. And there's a zillion of these dust particles in every cell that are created on the way for DNA to make proteins. And everybody thought the dogma was, all you need to do is understand the proteins. Well, it turns out that these little dust particles are responsible for health or disease, such as cancer, heart disease, HIV, and many, many other ailments. So that we're making progress. This is this area of research I was fortunate to be in about 10 years ago, and it was only discovered about 12 years ago, and I was among the first to work in this area. And now it has the potential to revolutionize healthcare. But I got to tell you, you know, you're a nutritionist as well, and I respect you for that. And I like
Thank
to
you.
Think of myself as a nutritionist as well. But, you know, if one day we can couple modern healthcare with nutrition and, most importantly, the power of the mind, we will see a new era of wellness.
Yes, we will, and I do believe we're going to start seeing that in 2009, and a tremendous increase in through obviously 2012. You know, I've had the honor and pleasure to work with some of these scientific researchers and people that have been working on, you know, cures. One of the great examples is, you know, I did want to touch on cancer because I've worked with, for years now, with a lot of cancer people. But before we do open that subject matter up, I do have a question from one of the listeners, and they'd like to know if the book also comes in audio.
No. Not okay. yet. We're working on it, but it may be... It may be as much as 9 months out, and what I'm thinking of doing is going on iTunes and putting on iTunes free the first chapter in audio for people to download, and just to see as an experiment what kind of response I get.
Well, you've got the responses with us. They are definitely ready.
You know, getting back to the question of utilizing the mind with health, you know, doctors would love that. I know countless doctors that would love that. Countless doctors would like to spend time counseling on nutrition. But, you know, the insurance companies only give them about 2 to 3 minutes per patient. And so the only way that it's going to change, and I'm lobbying very heavy for this every chance I get, is to get the NIH to sponsor clinical trials that really give convincing evidence for doctors to be able to use with their insurance companies of the power of the brain together with medicine. Now, when that happens, then you're going to see the insurance companies embrace it because it's going to save them money.
And, you know, I'm starting to see those wonderful changes with the hospitals here in Arizona. You know, of course, obviously there needs to be more changes, and they will come in due time. And I've actually had some very successful rates with, you know, not only the nurses but also the doctors spending quality time with me and asking me various questions. And I realized that they were very thirsty to understand the dynamics of it, and sometimes they'd actually stand there and observe as I was working on the individual, and they said, well, I've even had doctors tell me, whatever it is that you do, please continue doing it because we're seeing actual physical results with the individual, especially with cancer patients. And as you know, that's not an easy task, but I have a lot of passion for those individuals and have had very good success rates as well.
And your transpersonal approach... I applaud. I was fortunate enough to be trained for several years in that as well, and that is such an effective modality.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's all been spirit-led mm-hmm. with me. It's that inner voice that speaks to me, and it started off with just, you know, wait a minute, what is this all about? Not realizing that it was already a natural way of being for myself as an individual, but you know that knowledge is empowerment. And so I started stepping forward in exploring all these different pathways that I could, you know, that felt right to me. that would also enhance each other and my goal for myself on a personal level. And it just escalated from there.
Yes, yes. And when I studied transpersonal hypnotherapy, I was amazed. And then later I became a hypnoanesthesiologist. And when you see a woman have a cesarean with just her mind stopping the bleeding and the pain, you know there's another component out there.
That's right. You do. You bet you do. And I could go off into that big time, Leo. But I want to make sure that, because this is not about me, this is about you and this incredible, incredible book that you have written and the knowledge that you have shared with us all. And we tonight have the honor to have welcomed Leo Kim to the Universal Spiritual Connection. He has written an incredible book titled Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That website address is www.healingtherifbook.com. I'd like to encourage each and every one of you, spend quality time as you explore Leo's website. I encourage all of you to go and read a lot of Leo's wisdom that he has shared within his blogs as well. Feel free, if you would, Leo, share your email address with the listeners again.
Leo at healingtheriftbook.com. And I spend usually between 1 and 4 hours a day answering emails, but I answer them all.
There you go, everybody. I knew that we had a really special guest with us tonight. And then, of course, you guys know I feel that way about all the guests on this show. So let me ask you this, Leo, because we are getting close to the end of the show and I'll have to say goodnight to you, is what last-minute thoughts or messages would you like to share with all of us this evening?
Okay. Let me plant one. For those who used to think that mind is created by the brain, think of the clinical trial that was published just a few years ago involving 12 Dutch hospitals over 12 years involving hundreds of patients, in which a very renowned Dutch cardiologist, publishing it in the British journal Lancet, showed how people who had cardiac arrest, no breathing, no heart rate, and no brain function, could recall what happened when there was no brain function. And what he said in the article is, how can there be consciousness without brain activity? Now, as of 6 weeks ago, a new clinical trial was started in 25 hospitals in Europe, Canada, and United States, and it will eventually involve 1,500 patients to further the evidence for this.
Amazing. Wow. It has been truly an honor, Leo, to have you on the show tonight, and I personally thank you. And I know that all the listeners tonight, there's been just pours of comments and so forth in the radio room. There were so many that I wanted to make sure that we got all the information that was very important to the people out there, for all of them. I do want to remind all of you and encourage each of you to contact Leo with your questions. Let him know how you feel about even with the work that you're doing. Once again, the title of the book is Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. It's here, everybody. They are finally standing up and saying, yes, we got the evidence here. So anyway, Leo, I truly do hope that you will come back and share your wisdom, your knowledge, and your expertise with all of us. It has been truly a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
I look forward to it, and couldn't be soon enough. I love it. You're a great host. I've read your website and who you're about, and I endorse it. And anything I can do to help your show by being on it, I'd love to.
Oh, thank you, Leo. And I'd like to extend, if any time you need any support or assistance in anything, let me know. That's what I'm here for, is to be of service to everyone.
And same with me to you.
Thank you. I want to remind each and every one of you, greatness starts with you. Say yes to yourselves right now, this very moment, and claim your greatness. Remember that you are the empowerment, the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Always love yourselves, love your families, and remember to stand strong and firm in the support and in unity to all peoples worldwide. I love you all, and God bless you all. Good night to everyone.